Good morning. I'm Pastor Carol Fryer, and today is Monday of the third week in Advent, December 18th, 2023. Our lesson today is from Revelation chapter 3, verses 7 to 11. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia, write, "These are the words of the Holy One, the True One, who has the key of David, who opens and no one will shut, who shuts and no one opens. I know your works. Look, I have set before you an open door, which no one is able to shut. I know that you have but little power, and yet you have kept my word and have not denied my name. I will make those of the synagogue of Satan who say that they are Jews and are not, but are lying, I will make them come and bow down before your feet, and they will learn that I have loved you. Because you have kept my word of patient endurance, I will keep you from the hour of trial that is coming on the whole world to test the inhabitants of the earth. I am coming soon. Hold fast to what you have, so that no one may seize your crown." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. In our reading from the book of Revelation, we hear the Lord speaking to the church in Philadelphia. He says, "I know that you have little power, and yet you have kept my word and have not denied my name." We may often think that because we are small and have little strength or influence, that we are not very important. Our congregation may be small. We may be few in number and feel that we don't make much of a difference in this world. As we are called to be Jesus' disciples, we know that we are to be about the business of making disciples of all peoples and nations. It's a daunting task, and I dare say we often feel wholly inadequate and unprepared to carry it out as well as we should. But the Lord sees things differently. He honors and loves those who hold fast to his word. He treasures those who are faithful to his name. He loves to see us studying his word and pondering it in our hearts as his mother Mary did. Our Lord loves to see his beloved children clinging to his gracious promises with tenacity, especially in difficult and challenging times. For when we truly treasure his word in our hearts, we can't help but bear witness to his loving and gracious presence in every circumstance of our lives, including times of trouble. The Lord also says this, "Look, I have set before you an open door, which no one is able to shut." Jesus has opened the door to his kingdom for us. As faithful followers of Jesus who hold fast to his word, we have an open door before us. It is a door of promise and possibilities beyond our wildest imaginations. And though we ourselves may be small and of little power, we are invited to walk through that door with Jesus, who is big enough and has enough power for us all. After all, it is his kingdom and his mission, and he has chosen us to be a part of it. How incredibly blessed we are. Let us pray. O Lord of might, you sent your only begotten Son to open the door to eternal life for all who trust in him. Hold us steadfast in our faith that though we are of little power, we may find our hope and strength in Jesus, our Lord and King, in whose name we pray. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus.